We were invited to a meeting just an hour before the meeting actually started. The meeting was basically an opportunity for ministers to tell us that they have decided to remove all vendors from their operating vending throughout the country. Present were local authority mayors and also in the body chairpersons in the meeting. I think every town was covered in Zimbabwe. So they were instructed to work with the police and the army to make sure that they remove vendors from their current operating site.
We understand that there were some kind of threats against you. Is it true?
Yes. Threats were made, yes. They said that if we don't encourage our members to forget their current operating places, there will be consequences. There was an official from the army, unfortunately I did not get his name, who actually, you know, displayed his muscular, you know, presentation to the effect that if we don't abide by the instruction, we will face consequences. But we would like to tell the army and the police that we don't want to fight anyone. We are not military. We are vendors. We are entrepreneurs. We are trying to look after our families. And no one, one of a woman, can make me leave my workplace. They should create employment for us if they want us to leave, you know, vending. They should create employment. There are no jobs, however, no. So I can opt to be killed other than to go home and see my son die. So it's a non-starter. It's a non-starter that I can repeat. It will not happen.